brain events that there are pains and after images, thoughts and intentions. And no list of physical events would enable you to infer the occurrence of mental events. Hence, they are an additional feature of the world which must be included in any full description of it. It's not merely that they're different from the mental events, but if you listed all the physical events, they wouldn't entail anything about anybody having conscious experiences at all. So, if you don't include those in a description of the world, you've left something out, and I think the most important thing out. In making this point, I do not, of course, deny that most of my pure mental events are caused by my brain events. Clearly, most of the passive mental events, the ones we find ourselves having, sensations, thoughts, beliefs, and desires, are caused, at least in part, by brain events, themselves also, themselves in turn, caused by further bodily events. For example, a toothache is caused by a brain event, itself caused by tooth decay. But plausibly, some mental events are caused, at least in part, by other mental events. Plausibly, often a thought that such and such is the answer to a mathematical problem is caused in part by thoughts that certain other mathematical propositions are true. When you work out how to get from A to B, you go through a succession of thoughts, and the next one is caused by the earlier one. And it certainly seems that bodily events are often themselves caused via brain events by mental events. Closing my books is often caused by a decision to finish working. So you have two-way interaction, and I suggest some mental events also cause other mental events. So brain events cause mental events, some mental events cause other mental events cause brain events, at least so it seems to us. And in the absence of counter-evidence, so we should reasonably believe. The history of the world involves properties being instantiated in substances at times, and would be different if the substances were different. I just talked about how events are different in view of the properties involved in them being different. I'm now coming on to talk about the substances. To give an account of this, of the substances involved, we need to state Given account of the history of the world, we need to state not merely which properties are instantiated, but in which substances the properties were instantiated. Who had the toothache or the thought? I define a mental substance as a substance to whose existence that substance necessarily has privileged access, and a physical substance as a substance to whose existence that substance necessarily has no privileged access.